I have just a few short things to say because I appreciate what time is. You know, there's a lot of people who want to speak, and walking in love for people, I think, you know, to give them time for speaking. But I was listening to your story, and Jason, it really stirred my heart to think that you're just doing your job in the way that the adversary can work against us. And I can identify with that, and I've had situations like that. And I'm just looking here at Ephesians, and it says, put on the whole armour of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because that's his name. He's called the devil, you know, whatever. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then God shows us that we can, you know, we can take this armor, that we may be able to withstand the evil day and having done all to stand. You know, to put on the, have your lion's girdle, you know, stand there having your lion's geared above with truth and on the breastplate of righteousness. And the, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And, you know, it's a great book to read, this great chapter, Ephesians 6, to know who our enemy is. He's very grave. And to know that we have an armor. We have God's word, you know. And I was listening there, as well, it seemed to start with Petro and Anna, and about speaking in tongues. And I was at a church meeting this week that we were just listening to, and I have listened to different churches, how to get the Holy Spirit feel wrong. And you know that I've heard people speaking in tongues with without interpretation, and the Word of God says it's done decently and in order and in course. That the person who speaks in tongues brings forth the interpretation of that tongue. And you know, it's people, there is so much confusion out there, and sometimes I can get a little frustrated, and some of these people have their own set ideas, and this is it, and how dare you, you know. But it is, we are so blessed to have the understanding, to have the knowledge. And I give this to people who have spent before me, people that have spent their whole life researching God's word. And in some cases, all I had to do was read. And of course, believe. And then the Spirit of God worked in me, you know, and knowing that God, who is Spirit, speaks to my spirit. You know? And Holy Spirit, by grace I received Holy Spirit. And also I can manifest that Spirit, and I have all 9 manifestations of that Spirit. Right up to, you know, faith, healing, miracles, you know, and we are very familiar with the worship manifestations, speaking in tongues, you know, tongues with interpretation and the word of prophecy. But it goes a lot further than that and a lot deeper. And it is, for me, it's my life. This particular week, and I'll be very brief, this particular week, I heard Marita speak about anxiety, you know, and yeah, sure, I can get anxious about things. Yeah. I had a car and I had it booked in for this mechanical or electrical job to be done with. And I spoke to my own mechanic today, who's not an electrician, he's a mechanic. And I said, this is nice. He said, don't worry about it. He said, it's a fan, just whatever. And he said, if it gets worse, it'll be just replaced. It's no big deal. It really blessed me because I was definitely going into this place and spending hundreds of euros, like, you know, for something, you know. And I said, thank you, God, because I prayed before I spoke about this. I said, what am I going to do about this? I said, you just ring your mechanic and speak to him, you know, and tell him and ask him. And so through this direction that I got peace, which is very important to me. I know we have a lot of stuff going on at the moment. My madness is very busy. You know, she works hard at what she does, both in framing and painting and looking after me. Yeah. And I was blessed to hear, it always blessed me to hear what God has done for a person this week, what he has done for us. You know, and he's very real, and he's our father, and he knows even the hairs in our heads are counted. He knows every thought that we, you know, when we think that we're one up in God, we're on a loser. He knows our thoughts before we even formulate them. You know, and he's a kind father. He's a dad that did everything he needs to do for us. And the biggest thing he's done for us is that when we were dead in trespasses and sins, we were dead. He gave us his only son, his being. You know, he sacrificed his son, his only begotten son for us so that we could have freedom, so that we could be saved, so that we could look at our real home, which is heaven, which is eternity, where we can live forever and ever and ever. And this is real. And I know a lot of people at the moment with this pandemic or whatever, you know, they're going around like headless chickens, you know, and they listen to this advice and that advice, and, you know, and what I've done since the very start of this, I've gone to God, I prayed about this, and I said, keep me and my family safe, God. He's done that. No big deal, he's done it. We're all okay here. My sons, my daughter-in-law, my wife, my grandkids, we haven't separated from one another. You know, they come in here to us and they eat with us and they, you know, and because I think what will break our hearts and their hearts is they speaking through a glass window at us or something like this. No. No. And I said to the elders, stop this nonsense. Just get out of this. You have no right. Jesus Christ has paid a price for me. And you have no right to interfere with that. So look, I haven't much more to say to thank everyone who spoke this evening. God bless you. And Jason, just before I hand over to Madeline, to know that, right, that our Father never leaves us or forsakes us. You know, and sometimes we are in situations where we know that we have been attacked. Because when I remember in these situations that greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world.